Inside man here gets nervous after the little show and tell you all did, makes a call to whoever's money he's taking. Nolan continued.
But why? If they have someone here, then they've seen Bree and me. Why not just snatch us instead of Riley? Rhea asked.
Smokescreen, Addie explained. They want to keep the inside man secure, where he can do more damage later, when it's really needed. Hiring outside people to do a messy snatch and grab off the compound grounds shifts our focus.
Putting in the system is smart, but a big risk,
Marshall replied.
Mary has a plan, Vi offered. It's brilliant.
Of course it is. She's Edge,
Cord said with a grin.
I still can't believe the system y'all designed even does this shit. It's like space age crap.
Pride settled in her chest as she smiled at Dylan's brother. He really loved Tara. Mary withdrew one of the new cameras and settled it on the conference table. It was Peter's suggestion to enhance Hera's surveillance capabilities. Mary took the laptop from Vi and activated the protocol. When long-term monitoring is necessary, but you can't get into the area without raising alarms, you can do it remotely, like flying a drone. Mary pushed a few buttons, the camera whirred, then rose from the table and darted about the room. It can fly, roll on the floor, and several other critical maneuvers.
I'm still working on the programming for others.
These are the same apparatuses we use for the weapon drones. The camera has a 360-degree view and will adhere to any surface or remain unmounted in case you want to follow someone as they move about.
Get this. She's working on programming where you can tell it what you're trying to do, and it'll handle things by itself.
Cord added, his voice an octave higher than normal.
So, we could fly these things around the compound, computerized guard duty. Wow. Seriously, Big Brother-style tech here,
Gage commented. It has its uses and drawbacks, Vi admitted.
Sometimes privacy takes a backseat.
You're saying we can wire the entire compound with this system because it basically installs itself?
Dylan said with a smirk.
Guess she's working you out of a job, Nolan. Been on enough hot roofs and fended off enough horny wives to last a lifetime. They'll make a fortune rolling this out for public use on this ability alone.
He motioned toward the corner, where the device quietly folded into the corner.
She's working on camouflage,
Vi offered.
We're calling them the Chameleons.
Not as cool as the Zingers, but they definitely have their uses, Addie commented.
Zingers?
Jesse asked.
Those are the ones we knocked you all out with,
Rhea offered. I helped with those. She'd more than helped. The compounds she'd created went from non-toxic, untraceable sleep drugs to lethal. If someone got their hands on the formulas she'd constructed, they'd have an extremely strong chemical weapon, one entirely untraceable.
And you all have these things just lying around in the room we assigned you?
Dallas asked.
They're secure,
Cord offered.
I cleared out one of the weapon safes when the mean redhead dragged me out by my ear, when she found out they had all that stuff lying around. We'll run drills on the back end of the property tonight, through the morning. Will that give you enough time to get this up and running?
Marshall asked.
More than enough, Mary answered.
Great. Dylan and Dallas will help with whatever you need.
Both men tensed. Marshall glared at them both.
Work it out, tonight. And the phone number Dean and the sleeper are calling?
Nolan asked.
I tracked it to Dulles Airport, but it's in Austin now.
They're moving in, getting ready.
Dylan replied.
I'll take a team to Austin, do recon. Tomorrow, take Mary and the computer or whatever that thing is.
Marshall ran his hand through his hair.
You ladies are sitting on a gold mine of things any number of really bad people would kill to get their hands on. Keeping smart, laying low, and doing what we say. We'll get this sorted.
And what about me? Am I supposed to lay low? Addie asked.
No, you're working with me, Red. My team's a person down, and you fit the bill. You're up for it?
Jesse asked. I'm not leaving the compound until they're secured. Addie responded, but yeah, I'm in. Everyone had their assignments and headed out. Mary looked around, then tensed. Wait, where's Fallon?
Graves is chasing another lead.
Marshall replied. Another lead?
Care to expand on that?
Mary closed the laptop.
Fallon isn't in a good place right now. He shouldn't be off alone,
Vi argued.
Graves reports to me now. I'm monitoring his situation.
Marshall headed out the room. Only Vi and Dylan remained. The two of them darted a quick glance at each other. Okay, what the hell am I missing? Where's Fallon? Mary demanded.
Girlfriend, that man came unglued when he rolled in and saw you. He tried keeping the rage bottled, but he blew.
Vi touched Mary's shoulder.
He's okay, but he needs this. Let him work it out, however he needs to.
Work it out? I don't understand.
You have no idea how important you are to the operatives in the field,
Dylan said.
If he was Peter, you'd be his Addie,
Vi explained.
I need to talk to him.
Mary stood. Whose point? Is he checking in? Where did Marshall send him? He's not good in deserts, gets flashbacks. Did he tell you that?
No, but I'll make sure it's noted.
Dylan cupped Mary's face.
I know you're worried, but let someone else carry that for a while. Cord and Marshall have him situated. He's stateside. That's all you're getting from me.
What if I want more? Mary teased. A lazy grin formed on Dylan's face. Amusement flickered in his gaze as he leaned down and feathered a kiss across her lips.
Stay out of trouble.
Heat crept up her cheeks as he left the room. She'd forgotten Vi was still there.
Holy.
Vi's gaze darted from the door to Mary, then back again, mouth open, finger pointing between the two.
When?
It's nothing.
The temperature in here rose at least 10 degrees with you two making googly faces at one another.
Vi returned.
That's not nothing.
He doesn't want anything serious, and I don't do relationships. We're attracted to one another, but we both know it takes more than that.
Well, for the record, I'm thinking you've gotten over that foolish notion about sex being boring or awkward because you aren't either with him.
Vi looked around.
Are we going to talk about Dean?
I don't know. Do you need to?
Do I need to? Mary, you were with him way longer than us.
Vi sat and grabbed Mary's hand.
Talk to me, girlfriend. You've got a lot bottled up right now.
The bastard was smooth. I even apologized for being a bad girlfriend when we broke up. She shook her head and collapsed in the seat beside Vi's. I never understood why he was with me. So gorgeous, smart, funny. But I couldn't let go of work and make him my primary concern.
Some part of you must have registered something wasn't right.
Vi zipped up the laptop's bag.
I met him when I went to Seattle, at the underground con I was invited to speak at.
you never mentioned him. I guess Addie was right. I don't mention guys until they mean something, matter enough to warrant her wrath and your snooping into every second of his past. Vi shrugged. I should have said something.
It was just the weekend then?
Yeah, he wasn't for me. He tried way too hard, kept asking a lot of personal questions. And you know I'm not okay with a 20 questions session, especially after mediocre sex.
Vi chuckled.
Dean was a shitty lay for Addie, mediocre for Vi, and the best Mary had been with.
Okay. He didn't have much competition where she was concerned. He was technically the best and the second to worst, the worst being the first time she never discussed.
What kind of things was he asking?
He wanted to have a get-together, a barbecue where all our friends could hang together, things like that. Getting in my face about everyone meeting, wanting to know where they lived, how we met. He even asked to see my photo albums. Can you believe that? Like I'd have them with me.
You kinda do though, right?
He didn't need to know I digitized everything.
Vi argued.
Look, I promise never to go off reservation with a guy again without letting you know, okay?
Same here.
So, Dylan?
Vi asked with a quirked eyebrow.
He is one sexy drink of water.
I'm scared. He's out of my league. I don't even know what's going on. One minute, I feel like a burden, a chore he's crossing off his list. Then the next, he's putting me in his clothes, tucking me into his bed, and holding me so close, I can breathe for the first time since all this started.
Wow.
And the kissing? It's like a toddler playing football with the NFL Player of the Year or something.
Mary shook her head.
Like I said, he's out of my league.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah. You know, I'm blunt. It sort of came out.
How did that go?
He thinks someone's messed with my head. He'll figure out I'm right soon enough. Assuming this goes anywhere.
Mary stood.
Come on, let's go gather the supplies and get started.
You're wrong, you know. You aren't out of his league, girlfriend. I'm glad you've finally met a man willing to prove it to you. I just hope he doesn't hurt you. Addie would kill him.
Dylan and I aren't anything but a diversion. Things are tense. Emotions are running high. It's a logical, natural, physical reaction.
Mary accepted the reasoned explanation for what she felt for him. He'd saved her life. She probably had some twisted-up version of White Knight Syndrome or something.
You kiss like a dead fish. You're lucky I bother trying.
Revulsion shuddered through her as Dean's voice echoed in her head. She shook him away, but he was latched on tight, feeding off her insecurities and fears, like always.
Let's go get our gear, Mary said.
Took you long enough,
Dallas commented. Dylan walked over to the corner of the barn, where his brother sat on a hay bale, and stared out into the open pasture, where the 150 head they ran grazed. He'd done a great job keeping the place up and running after Dad died. He and Riles. It couldn't have been easy overseeing the ranch stuff between missions overseas, but he'd made it work somehow. He'd hired a ranch foreman to oversee the place a year ago. Then Dallas left on a mission for 8 months, barely walked in the door, and Dylan was sent off on a 3-month stint for a new client overseas. It'd been the perfect storm for Haley's plan. Switch one brother for another.
I tried talking him out of pushing this,
Dallas offered.
He's right. It's time. I shouldn't have torn off without talking. You had your reasons. I'm sorry, man. For what it's worth, I'm sorry.
Regret darkened his brother's blue eyes. He was one of the only ones who'd gotten Dad's eyes. He was more and more like the man who'd raise them every day.
She worked us both. I should have seen it.
How?
Hell, I mull over what went down a dozen times every day, and I still can't sort everything out. What she did? How neither of us figured it out? There's no way you could have known.
Dallas fiddled with a piece of straw.
Why didn't you know? We'd been together for close to 6 months before I went wheels up. Surely someone mentioned I'd proposed, that we were engaged. Either way, she was mine, and you fucked her. And I was gone all 6 of those months, and another 2 before that. Haley was nowhere near my radar when I got back, brother. You gotta know that. Then how did it go down?
I have no clue,
Dallas admitted. The haunted expression on his face gutted Dylan. He sat beside his little brother and waited out the silence.
You'd been gone 3 days. I was stir crazy. Mom and Riles were in my face, wanting me to talk about what was dogging me from the hellhole I crawled out of. It was a shitty last mission.
Most of Dallas's work with the Black Ops government organization he worked for after leaving the SEALs had been shitty. He'd barely escaped the last one, though. Dylan hadn't heard the details until a couple months ago, when he'd returned.
You're out now. Home where you belong. If we can get you to stop counting cows, you'll get lots of wheels up time to stay away from Mom and Riles.
Dylan smiled. Dallas bitched, but he'd always been a mama's boy.
I escaped into town, had a beer at Bubba's. That's all I remember.
Dallas heaved a sigh and ran his hand in his hair, elbow on his knee. He glanced to the side at Dylan.
One beer, brother. That's all I remember.
You blacked out.
Not likely. I drank like a fish on a lot of ops. Hell, I've got the liver of a 200-year-old man. All I remember is Haley handing me the bottle and thinking it was the best damn beer I had in months because I was in my hometown, on safe land, and near family and friends.
He looked away and ran his hand at the back of his neck.
Been over it 1,000 times, turning over the little I remember. Pieces have come back. None of it makes any sense. Marshall was standing over me when I woke up. Haley was sliding out of the bed, a sheet sliding off her naked ass like the bitch was trying to cover up. Your ring glinting on her finger.
Dylan's gut soured. He didn't want details.
4 months now, brother, and I can still see the bitch's smirk when she propped herself up.
She did something to the beer.
Dylan finished.
Shit, man.
What the hell could he say?
I was going to tell you, but Marshall thought you needed rack time. We didn't know you'd go hunt her down. I should have been there when you landed, told you what happened. I never thought the bitch would come clean, not like that.
She laughed.
Dylan whispered into the wind.
Told me she loved you, not me. I was a pit stop to scratch an itch until she got what she wanted. Then she told me she was pregnant with your kid.
There's no way I'd...
Dallas shook his reddened face and fisted his hands.
I don't run like that, man, ever. Never would have given her a second glance. You hadn't filled in the blanks of what was going on with you two, but... She'd been sniffing pretty hard before I left. I knew better than to go there.
When Marshall called me, said she'd miscarried, I knew the bitch had worked us both, played some game to try and get in with you.
Dylan chewed on the guilt, filling his throat a bit.
should have manned the hell up a couple months ago. Apologize for trusting what she said, instead of hearing what went down from you. The longer I waited, the harder it got to let it go. I didn't want to ever forget what she did. It'd keep me from being stupid and falling for someone else. But you're here, and I'm thinking Big Brother only has so much pull. Yeah, gotta admit, my eyes are open now. I'm seeing not all women are like Haley. She's a hell of a woman. Lots of demons in her eyes,
Dallas commented.
That's why I'm here, purging mine so I can take hers on. You'd tell her about Haley? She's figured out pieces. I'll share the rest when she's safe. The bitch isn't worth the breath, and I'd rather spend our time doing other things, like feeding Peanut or riding. I heard about Peanut. Riles was talking at the house. Just a heads up, Mom's got the look in her eyes.
Dylan cursed. Dallas laughed and slapped him on the back.
Let's go chase that woman of yours down and find out what the plan is. Marshall's taking everyone out in a couple hours. He'll text us both when they're on the way back.
He nodded and took a deep breath. There were still questions looming around the Haley bullshit, but he and Dallas were square. That's all he cared about.
Chapter 15. Dylan and his brothers were all waiting in the conference room when Mary, Vi, and Addie entered. Riley had snagged Bree and Rhea for a girls' night at the main house. They'd been thankful for a change in scenery, and Mary needed the break. Psycho Barbie had chased her down. That was Addie's name for the head shrink, and Mary admitted it fit. Well, the psych part, at least.
Edge, how did the doc work out?
She's determined, Mary replied, tossing a glare at Marshall. You could have given me a heads up that she had my personnel record.
The redacted version,
Dylan added.
You decide what you do and don't share about the redaction. She's here to help you.
Well, she and I are going to butt heads about a few things. She thinks I need to lay off work, stay out of operations for a few more weeks. She's the one who needs her head shrunk, if she thinks that's happening. Mary huffed. The nerve. The witch actually told her she was on the border of being mentally unfit for work. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, give the lady a prize. She figured out the obvious. Mary wasn't impressed. Whatever. Let's drop it. Given the choice, I'd escort her out of here right now. Mary took a sip of her diet soda and motioned toward the large stack of files in the middle of the conference room table. They'd been placed in three stacks. What's with the piles?
Guesswork,
Nolan replied.
We didn't like hearing a third of our selections didn't make your cut. While you were in with Doc Parsons, we evaluated everyone.
The pile nearest you are the ones we suspect you might have issues with,
Jesse said.
I put myself in there, given what went down not too long ago.
The pronouncement detonated tension in the room. The men around him shifted in their seats, glancing at one another. They hadn't known.
I'm fit for duty and ready. I can't undo what those bastards did. I've got issues I'm working through. If you say Parsons is worth the time, I'll go now. I figured if she can help you, she'll do the same for me. Different situations, same level in hell.
Mary's mouth dried as the man's thunderous expression pinned her from across the conference room table. She had no idea what to tackle first, in his loaded words. The fact he'd taken her word for whether Parsons was worth expending the effort, the trust, it floored her. She glanced down at her lap a moment
and willed the burning moisture in her eyes away. He didn't need her empathy, not now. What he needed was an answer to the gauntlet he'd thrown down. Was he fit to lead a team into heavy enemy fire? Parsons is invasive. She's going to bend you over and crawl into your ass like she has every right to be there. That's what it'll feel like anyway. 10 minutes in, your insides are scraped raw, and you're bleeding out on the floor, waiting for her to crawl back into your brain and rip the next infected wound open. Mary hadn't meant to share what it felt like, but he'd asked in a roundabout way. He should know what to expect. She ignored everyone else in the room, kept her gaze locked on his intense one. So, like Dylan's, it killed her to know someone had hurt him. Gutted so much of what every person should have in life. You survived hell. I'm not gonna lie. I was in there with the head witch for 3 hours. I think I would have preferred swimming in a lava pit over going through what she put me through. But halfway through, the weight around my chest, the pressure building in me, it lessened. She has a method she uses for PTSD. DBT? There are others, but she thinks that'll work best for me. Research stuff before you go in. Only you know if you're ready to get dragged back there, Jesse. It'll help if you're ready, but she's a stranger. I couldn't share. Not with her. I'm too private. She didn't earn the words. Not yet.
But she will.
He finished. Yeah, I think so. And she didn't dog me when I didn't give them to her. I've been with head witches before and can't stand them. Doc Parsons was the best I've seen. But I trusted she would be because Logan recommended her. If he hadn't, I would have left after the first hour. It was that rough.
Even though you didn't talk about it.
Vi whispered. Yeah, she draws things out. Surface wounds you forgot existed. Things she notices in your file, observes. You know, she came early. She watched me work, putting up cameras. How I interacted with everyone, she's astute. Mary edged the conversation away from the therapy a moment. She'd be a good conduit for whittling out the unstable ones in your crew.
I'll get on her calendar.
Nolan replied. As for the pile, Mary dragged it over and thumbed through until she found Jesse's folder, thick, like she'd expect from a soldier of his caliber. Don't ever put yourself anywhere but with the best. It takes a tough-as-nail soldier to endure what you did and walk away ready to take on the next battle. I see the fire in your eyes. There's no reason you can't wield it to guide your team. Just take your pulse. Let your brothers and those you trust do the same. Don't get burned by reliving what happened. That's what I took out of my 3 hours with Doc Parsons.
Even the fire part?
Addie asked.
Hell no. That witch wants me playing Scrabble or Candy Crush or something.
Mary choked back the laugh in her throat. Dylan and his brothers grinned, the same panty-melting flash of teeth on handsome faces. Talk about heartbreak waiting to happen. Mary had no idea what she was doing with Dylan. They'd gotten way closer than she expected. She didn't regret the decision, but she was worried he'd scrape her off when things settled down and he realized how truly dull she was. Out of his league.
Okay, let's do this. We've got a girl's night to get to,
Vi said as she powered on Hera.
Fuck, another one?
Addie asked.
You know the rules. Your ass is ours if you aren't on a mission.
Please, 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 put me wheels up,
Addie begged Marshall. The man smirked, but didn't comment. Since his little sister had so easily wormed her way into Rhea and Bree's inner circle, he probably appreciated having someone of Addie's caliber near when they weren't. Mary liked having her near her other friends. Who'd decide to stay as far away from operations as they could to stay deeper under the radar? Mary flashed Dylan a smile when she noticed him watching her. Her pulse quickened. They'd be taking off for San Antonio tomorrow. But that meant they still had a few hours to sleep, recover from the grueling chaos they'd handled. Would he invite her back to his quarters? Okay. I looked at Mary's notes on the files, and I agree with most. A few surprised me because I would have greenlighted them without question, Addie said. Let's start with those we've identified as red, then discuss the others in more detail. Mary blew out a breath and leaned back into the chair. This was going to take a while. They'd already escorted Dan Hennessy off the grounds. Dylan was relieved he wasn't a problem. Mary, Vi, and Addie were all in agreement on three others he and his brothers had also been a bit troubled by the past few days. They were new recruits, only active on a couple missions so far, but they'd lacked the confident ease the balls men like Sanderson and Graves had. What did the women call them? Ninjas. Yeah, the name suited Gage and Fallon. Hell, most of the Arsenal's operatives were damn close. With a couple years under their belt, they'd get there. Dylan glanced at the two men's profiles on the overhead monitor. He never would have pegged either for a problem. Addie and Vi weren't convinced. Only Mary latched on to some phantom tell, only she spotted.
Walk us through these, Edge. I don't see it. Marshall said. Start with Mark Wells.
That's the guy in reception when we blasted in, right? Addie asked. He was a solid soldier. Damn near knocked me on my ass. He's a closet hothead, Mary answered, going straight to the problem. He's gonna blow in the field one day, and it'll be ugly. Real ugly.
How do you know that?
Dallas asked.
Talk us through how you flagged this, because he's been on my team for several ops and I've never seen it.
You won't. Not until things go south and he's the only one you've got at your back. Dylan watched her study everyone in the room, noted the tension in her back. Yeah, most everyone doubted what she said, including him. You've got a shrink here now. Make all the men we've identified sit down with her. See what she says. I'm telling you, I've seen 100 of his kind at Hive. Driggs loved them. I can smell their shit 10 miles out. She can. It's kind of spooky, Vi replied.
You have any proof of him blowing up in the past?
Cord asked.
I ran background myself and didn't find anything. I did it again this afternoon.
His family's loaded. Old money in a backwater town in Kentucky. Not unlike Rosino in a lot of ways. When the backgrounds came back clean, I scraped everything and went deep. To the sources. I found yearbooks from his high school years, basic training records, when he was in the army. I tracked people down, delved into their backgrounds, and established a troubling timeline. Using Hera, so don't even ask how she managed all this in between everything else. She's freaky good at this shit. And with Hera on her six, it's really scary what she can find. Vi held up both hands. Trust me. The first problem was an ex-girlfriend. Two of them, actually. Both their medical records indicated emergency room trips for broken arms. The injuries were almost identical.
Abuse,
Dylan guessed. Yes. Both women hung up when I phoned and mentioned his name. I finally got them to both admit he had a temper, went off like a stick of dynamite when things didn't go the way he wanted. One of the women, a Beth Sands, suspected he'd assaulted a couple of quarterbacks from nearby football teams when they beat him. It was during their senior year, and he blamed them for the scouts not picking him up for football scholarships. The Army was Plan B. Son of a bitch. There's more, but that's the gist. Family money and notoriety in town kept everything off the books, and him out of the cell, I assume, Addie added. Yes, that's what I think. Mary blushed. I didn't get a chance to follow through with a couple of the retired sheriffs, but I have a call into the one who was in charge when Mark Wells was a senior. He's living in Florida now.
I can follow up with him,
Cord offered.
I'll get Wells in with Parsons, but a more direct approach might be in order,
Dallas commented.
We haven't run a FUBAR op in a long time. No, and I'm thinking it's past due,
Marshall replied. FUBAR op?
Yeah, we schedule a mission last minute, gather the team and go wheels up to the shittiest rat hole we can organize and throw them into the viper's nest. It's how Sanderson earned a team leader position. I was thinking we'd run Graves through a gauntlet. Putting Wells on the crew would accomplish two purposes.
Dylan grinned at the thought. The bastard Fallon Graves was good, almost too damn good to believe. Though the jealousy monster inside him that'd been born because of Haley's bullshit didn't care for Fallon Graves and his close friendship with Mary, he grudgingly understood why she'd called him a ninja. The son of a bitch was perfect arsenal material. Addie chuckled. Okay, I seriously hope you're going to put me on the team because I want a front row seat to watch how Graves handles Wells when he blows.
Done, Marshall declared. What about Joseph Dillinger?
Heat crept up in Mary's cheeks as her shoulders shrank inward and her entire body melted. The strong, confident edge vacated the room, and she morphed into Mary, but not the calm, collected one he'd enjoyed the past few weeks. This one was scared.
Talk to us,
Nolan ordered. Dylan glanced around, noted his brother's guarded stances. She wet her lips and caught Dylan's gaze, as if summoning his strength would help drag the words out. Jesus, he should have sat closer. He'd wanted to give her space, not hover.
He creeps me out, she whispered. I spotted him when we had the burger day a few days after I got out of the hospital ward. One of your men had a little girl with him.
Dylan clenched his fist, not liking where this was heading.
Bobby, he's in Warrior's Path, which is where Joseph is. Bobby's wife brought their 6-year-old Hannah to visit for the weekend.
Right. Well, the way he was with her, it creeped me out.
In what way?
Marshall asked. Mary tapped a few keys on the keyboard. I know it was wrong, but we had Betty out and stretching her legs, so I wheeled her in and recorded. I meant to get Vi and Addie's read on it, because I figured I was being too oversensitive. It happens sometimes. Then everything happened, and it sort of fell by the wayside.
Show us.
Jesse clipped.
I'm not having a perv on the compound.
His record came up clean. Mary offered. It's probably just me overreacting.
Show us, sweetheart,
Dylan said. Tension coiled in his muscles as the footage started on the overhead. At first, it seemed innocent enough. Joseph squatted down and whispered with the little girl, who hid shyly behind her mom's legs. As the scene progressed, the body language was off. The camera panned around, showing the wild-eyed gaze and lecherous grin on his face when he thought no one was looking. But Mary saw, recorded. Recognized it so early on, she'd had the time to record the interaction. He feared she spotted Joseph's odd behavior because of a more personal experience. Damn. I grew up with someone who hurt girls, she admitted. My half-brother, Ralph. I was too old for his tastes, but I recognized the look, the approach. Jesus. Anyway, so there's no criminal record, she said. That's why I flagged him. I can't consider men like him good enough to be on an Arsenal team. I know he's here with Warrior's Path, but I saw he'd made the cut into consideration for Arsenal.
Not anymore, Nolan growled. He's out. Yeah, he's out,
Dylan emphasized.
I'll escort him out tonight,
Marshall said.
Thank you for trusting us with that, Mary. It means a lot that you'd put yourself out there to keep our teams secure. I hope you know you can always share anything with us, no matter what. We won't ever judge you. We will always hear you out.
Mary nodded.
She's exhausted. We're heading out for San Antonio in the morning, doing recon on the burner phone. Are we meeting about that, or can we strike out when we're ready?
Dylan asked.
It's your op. You two decide.
Marshall rose.
Maintain regular contact. Take Graves and Sanderson.
His brothers didn't add a final suggestion, but everyone recognized the silence for what it was. An opening. A shot to mend the fence he'd left damaged for a while. Four-man teams were required, minimum, for high-risk recon.
You're schedule free, Dallas. I could use your help.
Dylan commented as casually as he could manage when a whole field of cotton appeared in his throat. Shock registered on his little brother's face.
Sure, man. I'll pack the gear tonight. You and Edge, go ahead and get some rest. Thanks. Anytime, brother. Anytime.
Dallas slapped him on the back. Dylan's heart thumped a bit harder when he noted the approval in Marshall's and Nolan's faces.
Fuck yeah, that felt good.
Mary's soft smile surged blood southward. Vi can help with Hera's field supplies. Fallon will want to know early enough to pack his own gear. No offense. He's a bit... Mary chewed her lower lip. Protective of his toys.
Any good operative is,
Dallas commented.
I'll give him a heads up. Show him how we came up with our name.
He flashed a mischievous grin and headed out of the room. Dylan shook his head and chuckled. Yeah, he could see tomorrow ending in a few explosions. Dallas had found an ordnance buddy. The Arsenal wouldn't ever be the same.
Chapter 16. Mary made the rash decision to wait for Dylan outside his room. She wanted alone time with him, and if she was completely honest, she didn't want to be in her room, alone with her thoughts. Then again, if she surfaced anywhere around her room, she'd get hauled up to the main house for whatever craziness was going on for girls' night. She was too tired. Sleep was all she craved. No, she craved Dylan Mason. As if summoned from her thoughts, he turned the corner. One of the Mason panty-melting grins flashed across his face. He closed the distance quickly, pinning her against the door to his room with one arm at each side of her.
Going somewhere?
He asked.
Maybe. I heard there's a banging girls' night up at the main house,
she retorted.
I figured you'd be there.
Just spit it out. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I figured I'd crash here, if that's okay. The floor had 212 intersecting lines in the tiles outside Dylan's door. She'd counted twice. A third time wouldn't hurt. She averted her gaze and got to work. Dragons soared in her belly, spewing their fiery angst in a warm cascade of heat that fanned outward. Dylan ran a thumb down her cheek and tilted her face up.
Why are you nervous, sweetheart?
I just stalked you. I waited outside your door so I can connive my way into your bed and sleep with you. A girl's entitled to be nervous after doing that. He cupped her face and feathered a light kiss across her lips. Warmth drifted in her blood, flowed beneath her skin wherever he touched. A moan escaped her when he deepened the contact. She ran her fingers through his hair and followed his lead, drawing what she wanted from the kiss. The door beeped open as he drew her flesh against him, with a firm hand at her lower back. He severed the kiss and glanced at the door, tension cording his body. He reached for his sidearm, but she grabbed his arm. I'm thinking we're the intense entertainment of the girls' night right about now. She pointed at the small camera, barely visible in the far corner. Hera has access to everyone's doors since their entry is secured via bioscanning and numerical interface.
You're sexy when you whisper geek,
he replied. The husky voice slid through her like a shot of warm whiskey.
You want to head inside, or should I give them something good before we do?
Something good? She asked, wetting her lips as a list of possibilities appeared in her kiss-hazy mind. She yelped as he lifted her up and pinned her to the wall. Dylan's mouth claimed hers, the kiss so deep and carnal it left nothing to the imagination. Both hands on her waist, he settled her down on the prominent bulge in his jeans. If she rubbed just right, it pushed against her achy center. They remained lip-locked, her legs around his waist and back against the wall a long while. The kiss turned gentle, teasing. She laughed when he groaned and settled his face near the crook of her neck.
Jesus, you taste good.
You're pretty tasty yourself, she returned.
For the record, this is a safe harbor for you, Mary. I don't ever want to see you nervous and twitchy about being here. Anywhere you know is mine. You'll always be welcome, no matter what.
His turbulent gaze darkened.
I've got a lot I want to say, but I'm thinking they can hear every word.
Yeah, she whispered, her toes curling in her sandals. You should probably put me down. I'm heavy.
You talk like that about yourself again, and I'm going to haul that sexy ass across my lap and spank you,
he threatened. Anticipation quickened her pulse as a shiver rippled through her. She wet her lips and studied him a moment. Was he serious?
Fuck,
he mumbled.
When this mess is over, we'll have a chat about that. I'm thinking you like to play.
I haven't ever. She placed a hand on his shoulder and squirmed against him. I'd be okay with a little play with you.
Then we'll talk about it when we've gotten far enough into whatever this is between you and me, where I think we're ready. Okay?
Whatever this is between you and me? She repeated.
Yeah, I know. Neither of us were thinking we wanted something right now. But I've got to admit, you've crawled under my skin. You aren't shaking me loose easily.
They just heard you, Mary Stage whispered. Shock resonated in her, like a flashbang in a really small room. What the hell was Dylan Mason saying, and why? Why? She demanded.
I'm okay with your girls hearing my intentions, 'cause
They've got your back. But the wise gonna wait until you're rested up enough for us to explore the why in detail, repeatedly.
The gleam in his gaze darkened. He stroked her cheek.
You're exhausted. All I want tonight is you in my arms sleeping. We've got a mission in the pipe tomorrow. I want you well rested and ready.
Can I sleep in your shirt again?
She whispered softly in his ear.
I liked pretending I was one of those girls, the ones who got to wear her man's clothes.
I like that,
he admitted.
We aren't ready yet, but I like where your mind goes.
I can't believe that just came out.
Heat rose in her face as she laughed.
God, I can't think around you, Dylan Mason. You turn my brain into gray goo.
I'm thinking that's the lack of sleep.
He kissed her lips and gently slid her down the wall.
Come on. Let's get you toothbrushed and changed into my shirt. Tomorrow night, you're mine, sweetheart. If we get back from SA soon enough, I'm taking you out. Then we're picking up this show and tell without the show. You okay with that?
Yeah, she totally was.
He led her into the room and sealed them in, away from the no doubt entertained, drunken mass of BFFs in the main house. She got first run in the bathroom and made quick work of changing into the shirt and shorts from last night. She admired her well-kissed lips a while in the mirror, then realized in horror she kind of resembled the troll again. She really should find a beauty parlor. Somewhere to tame the mass of hair that just sort of sprung out of her head like wild roots nesting in pig shit. Toothbrushed and with finger-tamed hair, she settled into her side of the bed and waited in the silence as Dylan took his turn. The domestic, routine actions made her pulse quicken as she recalled his words from the hallway. He didn't think they were ready for the whole he was her man thing. Yeah, they hadn't known each other long, and they hadn't even done it yet.
Ah, stupid.
She'd shot her mouth off way too early. The bed shifted with his weight as he settled in behind her. Awareness beaded along her skin as he drew her into his warm, firm embrace.
You comfortable?
Yeah, she admitted. More than she'd ever been.
You've had a rough day,
he whispered in her ear.
What you did in there, for Jesse.
She swallowed the emotion lodged in her throat. He needed to hear it helped.
Yeah, he needed to hear it helped,
he repeated.
He's been drowning a while. He's talked with some, but not enough. He disarmed you with the question. He shot center mass in a room with everyone listening. I'm sorry. That's Jesse.
It's okay.
No, it isn't. He didn't think about how invasive the answer would get, or he wouldn't have gone there. Not with your girls right there. With six siblings, we checked our privacy at the door at birth. Family's close. We forget. Not everyone's like that.
It's okay, Dylan. I'm glad he asked. I hope my answer helped. I couldn't lie. It wasn't easy.
He knew you'd shoot straight.
Dylan's voice softened against her neck.
Whenever you need to talk, I'm here. You know that, right?
Yeah.
She squeezed his arm.
Thank you.
Did he hurt you, your stepbrother?
No. He tried a couple times, but I wasn't his type.
He's still in your life? Your parents, are they?
No. I testified against him a few days before I left for MIT. My parents never forgave me. I haven't spoken to them since, but I was okay with a clean break. It helped me focus on what mattered. My education, my job.
I'm sorry they made you feel like you didn't matter, because you do. I'm not going to rest easy until I've made sure you know.
Dylan kissed her throat.
Get some rest. We'll start getting some answers in the morning. We're closing in.
The cell phone buzzed, rattling its way across the dashboard of the truck as it growled its way into San Antonio. Dylan glanced at the console and stifled the curse in his throat. She'd woken up earlier than he expected. He glared over at Dallas, who chuckled. Sanderson and Graves even chuckled from the back seat. Traffic on Interstate 35 was too thick as they headed toward the uglier part of downtown San Antonio, the area tourists rarely saw. He glared at his brother and flicked the button on the steering wheel.
Hey, sweetheart.
Don't hey, sweetheart, me. Where the hell are you?
We're almost there. ETA 5 minutes. We'll phone in when we're situated, so you can run point.
I'm thinking you forgot something when you headed out this morning, she whispered, calm overriding the anger punctuating her words.
I'm thinking I didn't. Give me this play, Mary. I need you safe.
He looked out at the thickening traffic.
Leave the field to me. I'd rather you be there where you can do the most good.
That's a bullshit excuse, Dylan.
It's the only one you're getting now, Edge.
He used the nickname to remind her they weren't alone, and what was in play mattered more than the anger in her voice.
We'll talk when I get back.
Oh, we're gonna talk all right. Graves laughed. This isn't funny, Fallon. She spat angrily through the line. Keep him breathing, or I'll take it out on you.
I've got his six, Edge. We all do. Leave your man be. It was the right call, and you damn well know it. You've said so yourself 100 times. You're shit in the field. He's not blunt enough to say it, likely because you taste as sweet as I suspect, but you're a liability outside operations.
Dylan growled and glared at the man through the rearview mirror. He didn't need to be thinking about how sweet Mary tasted, but he'd call him her man, so that settled the need to kick the bastard's ass, for now. You'll be back for dinner tonight, right? Her voice was soft, sweet, shy.
Yeah, sweetheart, we're still on for tonight. I'll talk to you soon. Traffic's thick, so it'll take us longer to arrive at the site than I expected.
I know. I see you. A semi's overturned 2 miles up. If you take the next exit, you can bypass